Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. It is March 12th, 2025 on this eve before Purim. Big night tonight. We're going to be doing tonight and tomorrow night. I'll talk about that in a little bit, but we're going to be doing both nights because Purim 2025 begins tomorrow night and is marked by a blood moon this year. And so it's quite interesting that going into what has just happened in America and the first term of the second term of the Trump presidency, Purim would be marked by a blood moon. So welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We have a power-packed Purim word from the Lord for you tonight. So this word has a lot of weight to it. It really is. It's a very weighty word. I was up during the night with the Lord to get this word, and it came at about 5:30 a.m. So basically, I was up at 3 praying in the spirit, as well as up with Missy. I'll get into that in a moment after prayer, but I was up most of the night with Missy. So my flesh is nice and beat up right now to deliver this word, which is probably better. And so we're going to get into it in a moment. So if you could share this broadcast right now, we would so appreciate it. I'm going to deliver the word tonight. It is a little longer, which is interesting. It's a longer word. So welcome to everybody jumping in. Oh, UK, hello to our friends across the pond and our international audience. Minnesota, Texas, California, Ontario, Canada. We love our neighbors in Canada. Quebec, hello, hello. Ohio, let's see who else is coming in. Another Canada, Oregon. Hello to our friends on the West Coast as well. Another Ontario, lots of Canada coming in. Bonjour, Quebec. Hello to you. Let's see, South Carolina, Texas, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Nebraska, Michigan is coming in as well. Virginia, more UKs are pouring in, the United Kingdoms. Oh, hello from South Korea. Hello to our friends in South Korea. We love you. We're so glad that you're tuning in tonight. Germany, I just saw Germany come in. So welcome, welcome, welcome to our audience here in the United States of America and our international audience as well. We are so happy to have you tonight. I'm going to open up in prayer, and I'm going to explain for a moment about the word and what happened during the night last night. And then we're going to get into the word of the Lord coming on the eve before Purim that is marked by a blood moon this year. And not only is it marked by a blood moon this year, Purim 2026 is marked by a blood moon as well. I discovered yesterday when the Lord led me to it. So the first 2 years of this second term of the Trump presidency is marked by a blood moon on Purim in the United States of America. Let me tell you something. That should tell you something right there for the first 2 years of the presidency, what that is going to be like. So let me open up in prayer, and then we will get into the word of the Lord tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this night, Lord. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name. We humble ourselves before you in all reverence today, Father God. Lord, just saying your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Father, help us to do better for you, Father God, in our walk with you. We know, Lord, your mercies are new every single day according to your word. And Lord, we praise you. You sent your one and only son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. His body was broken. He was beaten. The blood sprinkled onto the mercy seat at Calvary, purchased us, redeemed us, reconciled us back to you, Father. We praise you, Lord, that he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." and he miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful, victorious place at the right hand of the Father. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, we come before your courts with praise and thanksgiving tonight, saying your kingdom come and your will be done on earth, Father God, as it is in heaven. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would lead us tonight in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Fill us, Lord. Fill us with your wisdom, Father God. Fill us with your counsel and your might and your power and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Father God, and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Lord. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to fill this place and this property, to surround and protect this broadcast, Father God, as we go forth mightily in you, Lord. Father God, we just praise you and we thank you. And we take authority through Christ Jesus. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, demonic assignment, arrow, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, and any tool or weapon that the kingdom of darkness would utilize. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke it now. We command in the name of Jesus Christ, it be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, destroyed, rendered powerless, and their communication lies disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent to this place. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your holy fire, Father God, destroy the weapons of darkness, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment we shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness, our vindication comes from you, Lord. And we praise you for that, Father God. And Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Lord. Father God, every breath we take is because of you. Every breath. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father God. And Lord, your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Take all the glory for yourself, Lord. We praise you. We give you all the thanks and glory, Father God. Do your name on this eve before Purim. And we praise you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you who are jumping on during prayer as Esther has entered the room. Isn't that interesting? It's the eve before Purim. I'm about to deliver this word. And what animal comes in? Esther. If you don't think God has a sense of humor, I don't know what else to tell you, because that is the sense of humor of God at work. In our house, of all the animals that could come in, Esther comes in. That should be the Lord making you very aware of what is about to be delivered tonight. So if you could share this broadcast right now, we'd very much appreciate it. This is a power-packed word on the eve of Purim. I had said at the beginning, it's marked by a blood moon this year, Purim, and Purim 2026 is marked by a blood moon. We're going to get into that tomorrow night, because I'm going live again tomorrow night as well on Purim with some things the Lord has been showing me. So we're doing tonight and we're doing tomorrow night. The Lord had me up during the night because, well, first I was up for another reason. So some of you may know, some of you may not know, but late last week, we got word from the vet because Misty had a lump, and we took her to the vet and they tested the lump and it came back as a mast cell tumor, which is cancerous. So they said, we have to operate immediately and take it out. So yesterday Missy went into surgery and they had to make a 9-inch incision on the side of her body in order to get the entire tumor out and the area to make sure that it didn't spread. And it was sent to the lab and we're waiting for the results. So if you could please pray for that. And there she is in her surgery suit after surgery. You could see her little leg is shaved where they put the IV in, but the incision is quite large And I was up with Missy. There's Cyrus tending to his lovely girlfriend right there. And because of this, she was whimpering a lot. And we do have her on pain medication, but a dog's whimper a lot when they're coming off of anesthesia as well. So I was up a good part of the night with Missy. And about 3 a.m., the Lord wouldn't allow me to go back to sleep. So I go downstairs into my office and I begin to pray. And I get on the floor before the Lord. And this word came at 5:30 a.m. So I'm going to timestamp this for you. Not only did it come at 5:30 a.m., today is March 12th, right? 2025, 3/12/25. If you add that together, you get the number 40, which is interesting. So I'm just saying that as a side note. It's just interesting. So I'm going to read the word. It is a longer word. There's a lot in this word. Okay, so this word is weighty. It's got a lot of power, praise the Lord. And we're going to go through it now. We're going to put it up on the blog afterwards. And then I will be live again tomorrow night for Purim on Purim. So this word came on the eve of Purim. And tomorrow night, we're going to be live again. So let's begin with the word. And then we will discuss some things after. So it begins, praise the Lord, with all capital glory, honor, and praise be to the Lord of hosts, the righteous judge, King of kings and Lord of lords, who rules from a throne of righteousness and is holy and perfect in all capital of his ways. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and the government shall rest upon his capital shoulders. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the Almighty comes forth from his capital throne with power and might, and his capital rulings are entering the nations, and to his kingdom there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with capital God, and the Word was capital God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I am, capital, says the Lord, and this is all capitals. I am the Word. I am truth. I am light. I am wisdom. I am counsel. I am everlasting. I am righteous. The great I am, El Shaddai, Yahweh, Adonai. I have ruled from a throne of righteousness and justice since before the foundations of the earth were laid. I am, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am coming forth with might and power and rulings that will overturn nations in this time, says the Lord, that will lay their foundations bare, that will overturn and expose the underbelly of what is laid hidden for decades, for centuries. I, the Lord, in this time am tilling up the soil and exposing the root systems that have grown and twisted together that were never meant to be such. And I, the Lord, in this time shall tear capital such apart before the leaders of nations. I, the Lord, shall cut off capital, the deepest and thickest of roots that have been protected by clusters of smaller roots. I, the Lord, shall make sense of the mess in this season, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, in this time, I, the Lord, have decreed siftings and shakings within the nations that have been cried out for by the people for decades, says the Lord. Sifting and shaking that are in this time revealing what has buried itself within labyrinths of documents, of shells, of vaults, intentional mazes of confusion that were meant to lead to dead ends, that's capital, in order to protect the corrupt dealings of men intent on continuing in paths of destruction. And I, the Lord, have plucked from their own. I, the Lord, have taken those who once plumped up the pockets and filled them full of organizations and man-made entities that were intent on continuing in your nation, in Ukraine, in Europe. I, the Lord, suddenly rewired capital and redirected and plucked from their own ones who now dig up their secrets, dig up their waste, dig up their thievery, dig up their scandals, dig up their deals and shell companies, dig up their lies that were thinly veiled, capital, by a fraction of a truth. I, the Lord, plucked for a time and fashioned weapons from the corrupt's own platoon, from their own fields. I, the Lord, plucked up and relocated such men who in this time are exposing corruption, even though they be corrupt themselves, still in their thinking, their dealings, their lives. Though corruption exists, I, the Lord, have taken such and am utilizing them for a time as the great excavators and movers in order to bring forth the great heist committed against the people for decades. For I have fooled the people, says the Lord. The corrupt, I have fooled them. And ones who were brought up in their systems, in their forums, one who was taught their ways, those are the ones being utilized to dismantle and oppose the very ones who trained them up, says the Lord. Moses was trained up in the palace with Egypt's money, with Egypt's servants, learning the ways of Egypt. One who was brought up among their ranks, decades later, was utilized by me, the Lord God Almighty, to stand and oppose and expose Pharaoh's regime and ultimately bring its demise. For the centuries of blood they shed and slavery they committed against my people, I, the Lord, exacted upon Pharaoh such a wage that had to reach its fullness, the account and recompense, what was taken and the destruction committed, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, there is coming a reversal in the market, says the Lord. There is coming an exposure of one of the largest insider trading scandals to ever be found, says the Lord. For the golden calves of the markets are coming down that Congress and those within the deep have utilized and have moved upon in order to capitalize on coming destructions. They have done such for decades, says the Lord. The soothsayers of the markets are being exposed, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, shall allow the economy to shake in your nation, says the Lord. I shall allow such. I, the Lord, shall break bilateral deals. I shall bring forth and teach my people what my economy capital is, says the Lord. I shall in this time shake the Federal Reserve, says the Lord. I shall allow a breach at the forts to expose an even deeper threat that is moved about hidden by aid and finances, hidden by agencies. For the surface has just been scratched, says the Lord, as to the darkness and corruptness that has been hidden away in vaults within codes that have been continued on for decades, says the Lord. What is laid hidden for decades and evaded truth, truth in this time, in this season, shall drill and excavate down to the root, and what has been hidden for decades within unsolved crime, highly publicized unsolved crime, heists that were never solved, national events and shakings that the truth was buried far beneath a wall of tape and lies, what banks have hidden for decades, what the church has hidden for decades, what fell decades ago, what was attacked and bombed decades ago, in this season, the truth shall come forth. And then the Lord says, DARPA, but he, D-A-R space P-A. And then he says, what has been buried in Pennsylvania in this season is coming forth, says the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, reversals have gone forth. I, the Lord, have ruled from my capital throne. There shall be a reversal in the Israel-Hamas war, says the Lord. There shall be a reversal in Iran, says the Lord. There shall be a reversal in Japan, says the Lord. In Norway, says the Lord. There shall be a reversal in Ukraine, says the Lord. In Russia, says the Lord. I, the Lord, from my capital throne, have decreed it forth and sent such forth. Thus says the Lord, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Behold, I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my capital righteous right hand, says the Lord. For behold, says the Lord, an announcement has come forth this day, an announcement on this day, the day of the reversal. And that's capitalized. And says the Spirit, that's capitalized. This is the Holy Spirit making the announcement. And says the Spirit, hear ye this day, the inhabitants of the earth. The Lord strong and mighty has taken his justice seat. The Lord strong and mighty is speaking forth reversals into the earth. The Lord strong and mighty has come forth from his holy habitation to deal with the wicked matters of men and nations and to ratify an excavation, a season of excavation and tearing up and breaking up what has been embedded for decades amongst the soil of your governments, what has been embedded for decades amongst the church, amongst denominations that have been nothing more than four stone walls for decades with stagnant air and no move of the Spirit of God. The excavation shall expose a stagnation and a deflation within the nations, within the house of God, within the nations that have appeared dormant until now. However, in this season shall be rattled and shaken at the word of the Lord God Almighty in order to fool the governments and free the people, says the Spirit. The Lord with his hand outstretched in scrolls of redemption, recompense, and scrolls of rectification are now going forth into the earth, says the Spirit. Humble yourselves before the Lord. This is capital. Humble yourselves before the Lord, maker of the heavens and the earth, creator and sustainer of every planet, of every block of time, of the foundations of the earth that are held in place by what proceeds from the mouth of the everlasting Almighty God. Thus says the Lord, I, the Lord, strong and mighty, am coming forth in your nation, and I have plucked forth from the wicked's own crop, from their own assembly, those who have been commissioned as excavators, though they do not know me, capital. I, the Lord, have allotted a time of grace and have fashioned the wicked's own weapons against them, that they raise up in their camp, that they taught their ways, that they brought into their forums, and were planning on utilizing them for domination on a global scale before its time. And I, the Lord, have plucked those from the crop of the wicked, and I, the Lord, have ordained a season of excavation, says the Lord. The great excavation in your nation, O capital America, has gone forth. The great unearthing has begun in order to expose what has been buried for decades, says the Lord. I am going back and reaching back decades, says the Lord. I have fooled the corrupt, allowing them to think they have buried such deep enough. However, capital, says the Lord, I am coming forth in this time and causing the soil to be tilled, the roots to be broken, the resource systems to be disrupted. I, the Lord, am allowing a breach, capital, of their walls, their firewalls, their vaults, their filings, their programs, and their bugs that have caused these activities to be veiled from the people of your nation, from the people of Iran, from the people of Russia, from the people of Denmark, from the people of Europe. What has been hidden for decades is being excavated in this time, says the Lord, for I am allowing it for a time and a time. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the rams have gotten into their positions to vie for dominance, says the Lord. The bilateral rams have gotten into position, says the Lord. The rams of Europe have positioned themselves. The rams within the administration of America have all stepped into the area of dominance. And they vie in this time for their portion. Unaltered rams, whom many have no direction in me, capital, says the Lord. These rams have come forth in this time in the spring. The clash, capital, says the Lord. This is all capitals. For the clashes in Washington, D.C. shall become a public spectacle, says the Lord. They shall increase in order to remove whom does not belong. For I, the Lord, will bring order to the excavators who are digging outside of their scope. I, the Lord, shall bring order to such, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, what has become a cancer within the government, within the church, within the lives of my people, what the enemy has exploited, I, the Lord, in this season am cutting such out, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am removing the root, for the enemy looks to bring such vile and bile, and it has attempted a super spread, says the Lord. And I, the Lord, this day order it be cut out, says the Lord, for a super spread was attempted in your government, says the Lord. A super spread was attempted in the church. The enemy in this time, in a rageful campaign, is attempting a super spread across the airwaves, a fast-moving campaign of visceral and spiteful vendettas for his capital interests are being put on display and exposed in this time for the world to see. However, says the Lord, in the midst of this, I, the Lord, shall take my right hand and destroy the idolatry that has entered your nation, that has entered CPAC, that has entered and permeated areas of your nation, that has attempted to entice the leadership within the White House to come into agreement with such. And I, the Lord, shall destroy that idol at its base, says the Lord. I shall bring perspective, says the Lord. I shall bring order. I shall utilize the excavators for a time, and then their idol shall be brought low as well. For I, the Lord, use whom I please, and I, the Lord, am making unexpected moves and changes in leadership within the window from Purim to Passover. I, the Lord, am causing a sudden sharp maneuver to cause a weakening of Russia and Ukraine. I, the Lord, am bringing forth sharp maneuvers against Hamas in this time. They shall destroy their own. They shall be stricken with plague-like events until they free whom they have held. Iran shall have an iron curtain torn that has been for more than 40 years, says the Lord. Yes, the 40-year mark is pivotal, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, I, the Lord, have ordained deliverance and reversals in the lives of my capital people. I have ordained such on scrolls to go forth in this time, and those who have been a cancer and an infection of sin and open doors shall be relocated and removed, for the enemy has attempted to unleash a vengeful strife against my people, against my children, in order to distract. He has stirred up the weak in mind to attempt to harm from within. However, I, the Lord thy God, say this day, all capitals, enough, enough of such disorder. I, the Lord, am calling into order for my children, for breakthrough is at hand, and what is oppressed and left doors for the enemy to exploit, I, the Lord, in this time am subduing. For I am calling to account, says the Lord, I am calling to account. There shall be a shaking in the middle of your nation and points of on the map, says the Lord, that shall be strategic and confirm what is to come, says the Lord. For a plot is about to be unearthed, says the Lord. A plot is about to be unearthed. Esther 2, says the Lord. Esther 2, it shall be exposed, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a violation of airspace by a nation being stirred up in this time shall add even greater weight to their crimes, for they shall violate airspace within your nation, and it shall trigger events to drive back and weaken such a nation. The ports are about to be battled for, says the Lord. Strategic global ports, says the Lord. Japan, Japan, I am calling you, says the Lord, for you are about to endure another shaking. You must fortify, says the Lord, for the snake of China has reared up for a strike against you, says the Lord, and against India, says the Lord. A program with the name of a certain viper has gone out to attempt to hack the Pentagon, says the Lord. For out of the Pentagon shall be unearthed the plot involving missiles and weapons, trade, and a positioning of a nation that was meant to weaken the United States in this time. Another Strachan page. Cells within your own government have met. Cells of individuals intent to crash the system. They have a set time, says the Lord, before the end of the first year to do such. Pray, it is unearthed and exposed, for disaster has been determined with the help of communist nations against the president and his cabinet, says the Lord. Pray, and it shall be exposed and dismantled before your nation. A coup within a coup occurs, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, is my arm too short that it cannot reach? Is my hand too short that it cannot save? I, the Lord, am exacting a wage upon those who have butchered my people in the Congo, says the Lord. Your fate shall be as Haman, your fate shall be as Pharaoh, and I, the Lord, shall raise up an enemy against you. You liars who claim you butcher to serve me. You are thieves and wicked children of Belial, and I shall raise up an enemy against you that shall destroy your villages and drive you you out of the areas you took for plunder, says the Lord. In the Congo, says the Lord. I am raising up an arm of strength out of Africa, says the Lord. Those leaders that have stolen from their own people and assisted terrorist groups to stay in power. Over the next 2 years, you shall see those leaders shall... Over the next 2 years, you shall see those leaders, says the Lord. Suddenly, capital, says the Lord. I'm going to read this again. Over the next 2 years, you shall see those leaders fall, says the Lord. Suddenly, capital, says the Lord. For I gave time and mercy. However, says the Lord, the cries out of Africa are great, and revival and renewal is about to overshadow the continent of Africa, that they shall be free for a time. And leadership who knows me shall be raised up, says the Lord, who knows me, whom I call friend, says the Lord. Africa, your day of deliverance is upon you, and South Africa, your day of recompense is upon you, says the Lord, for you have entertained the whisperings of apartheid over and over again, and you have begun to move towards such a temptation. That spirit has moved to take power in South Africa. That spirit has oppressed, and now, says the Lord, there shall be a decompression of such. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, shock out of Ukraine, says the Lord. Shock amidst an attempted deal, as Putin shall attempt a power move, and there shall be a triangular hit to Russia, Iran, and China, says the Lord. It shall be in tandem, says the Lord. For those that have gone out to hunt, the hackers that have gone out to hunt, shall in this time be hunted, says the Lord. Capitals, the hunter shall become the hunted, shall echo again in this time, in this season, says the Lord. For the leader of North Korea has hunted down prey to attempt a preemptive strike on South Korea, says the Lord. The missiles are being loaded, says the Lord, and that leader shall be hunted in this time for his crimes, says the Lord of hosts. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, there shall be a burning bush from Purim to Passover, says the Lord. A burning bush, this you shall see, says the Lord, as well as what is burned against the bushes for decades. A smoldering fire, says the Lord, that is about to have a door opened and a backdraft occur, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, my people must come under my wings and take refuge in this time. My truth is their shield and buckler. My truth, says the Lord, is a shield. That is why, says the Lord, Ephesians 6, the shield of faith, because faith is the evidence. It is the truth of things not seen. Evidence is capitalized. The enemy has gone out on a rageful campaign to distract, weak, and weary. Do not focus on the noise, says the Lord, that's capital, or the strife he stirs up. Do not even give it your speech, says the Lord, for that fire shall be depleted of its oxygen and the enemy's ploys put down. And those who were utilized to cause such strife shall be restrained and removed, says the Lord. For those who have become invasive weeds and poison plants are being removed, says the Lord, within the government and within the church, says the Lord. The toxic agendas, the tonics that have been poisoned are being removed, says the Lord. For breakthrough is at hand. Deliverance is at hand. The enemy is about to lose his puppets, says the Lord, for a time of severance, of separation from the fleshly things that tug and pull and drain, a time of severance for multiple AGs, attorney generals, on the East Coast and another on the West Coast. For the time of their severance has come, and they shall be cut off from the platform they so violated in order to make a name for themselves, says the Lord. Haman attempted to make a name for himself, and the price was the destruction of his family line. I, the Lord, promote and I position. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, capital, and his capital righteousness, and all these things shall and will be added unto you. The pruning shall bring forth mature capital fruit this season. Mature capital. including in the capital of Albany, for a surprise rupture of seats is imminent in New York. The winds of change have picked up speed into a whirlwind that shall run down the East Coast. I, the Lord, shall speak through the wind. Are you ready to hear what I, the Lord, Ruach Elohim, have to say in this season? For I, the Lord, am a consuming fire. And the tongues of fire of the Holy Spirit shall rest upon capitals and overturn cities at my word. Judgment and deliverance in the same day shall come in multiples. Doors are opening for promotion of what I, the Lord, have promised. Continue to endure amidst attacks. Do not weary of well-doing. However, stand firm in your faith with your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and watch what I, the Lord thy God, do in this time. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus Christ, who sits at my capital right hand and advocates for you. And that is it. Amen and amen. I'm going to go over a few things about this word. So just give me a moment here because I'm heating up, and that was a long word, and praise the Lord. I feel the fire of the Lord all over that word. I can feel the fire and the reverence and the holiness of God on this word. So let's go over a few things. First, I'm going to say it again because I said it at the beginning of the broadcast. This Purim, starting tomorrow night at sundown, is marked by a blood moon. Purim 2026 is also marked by a blood moon. 2 years in a row, for the first 2 years in America of this administration, after this election, Purim is marked by a blood moon. God is marking that time. And what does Purim have to do with? Divine reversals. It has to do with the enemy attempting a destruction of the people of God and leadership of God, and the Lord bringing forth a series of divine events to cause that to reverse and cause a backdraft on the enemies that attempted it in the first place. So in this word, because there is a lot in this word. Now, the Lord talked about the digging up and the time of the great excavation, that this was going to go back decades and even centuries, that he has taken from the wicked's own crop and their own platoon, meaning he has plucked men and women out of their own crop and out of the wicked and corrupt's own platoon to now dig up on them everything they had hidden, and everything as well they taught them while they were raising them up within their fields and within their forums. Everything they were raised up and shown, they are now turning and now digging and going after it. And the Lord is allowing it for a time, even though he knows they are corrupt. Even though he knows the people doing the digging are corrupt, he is allowing it for a time. And he compares it to Moses, how he was trained up in the palace under Egypt's money, under Egypt's roof, Egypt's servants, taught the ways of Egypt. He was brought up among the ranks for decades. And the Lord plucked Moses out of being raised up by Egypt to go back now and oppose Egypt at the appointed time God ordained after he was 40 years in the wilderness. Another interesting thing, the Lord said one of the biggest insider trading scandals to ever happen is going to be exposed in this time. He said that as well. He also said he was going to allow the economy to shake in the nation. And he said, I shall allow such. I, the Lord, shall break bilateral deals. I shall bring forth and teach my people what my economy capital is, says the Lord. So in this time, God is going to teach his people what his economy is, what his economy looks like, how he expects stewardship to happen, how he expects resources to be used because he is outside of every economical system globally within the earth. He is outside of that. He does not submit to those systems. Those systems have to submit to him. It doesn't matter how powerful they are, how much money they have, who's backing them. They have to submit to him. So in this time, he is going to teach his people his economy. And for good reason, because there is work that has to be done within the earth for the kingdom of God, and resources are going to be needed in this time in order to get that work done. When Solomon had to build the temple, resources were allocated. When Nehemiah had to rebuild the wall after total destruction of the area of his people, resources were allocated. He also says he's going to shake the Federal Reserve in this time. That was something else. And he was going to allow a breach at the forts to expose an even deeper threat that is moved about, hidden by aid and finances, hidden by agencies. For the surface has just been scratched, says the Lord, as to the darkness and corruptness that has been hidden away in vaults within codes that have been continued on for decades. The Lord used the word decades a lot, and I'll tell you why that's very interesting and connected to the book of Esther. Esther has 10 chapters, first of all. Also in the book of Esther, the destruction letter that Haman had sent out went out to 127 provinces. 1 + 2 + 7 = 10. So there is a theme of 10 in the book of Esther. And on top of it, you have a theme of decades within this word for good reason. He also talks about unsolved crime, highly publicized unsolved crime, heists that were never solved, national events and shakings that the truth was buried far beneath a wall of tape and lies, what banks have hidden for decades, what the church has hidden for decades, what fell decades ago, what was attacked and bombed decades ago. In this season, the truth shall come forth. One of those, I'm telling you, is going to be Oklahoma City. I'm telling you right now, the truth about the Oklahoma City bombing in this season is going to come out. Now, what's interesting, and I talked about this in a broadcast last week, I believe, but in England, within 2 weeks of Purim, 10 church leaders of the Church of England were charged, having to do with covering up sexual abuse. Just like the 10 sons of Haman were hung, just like the 10 Nazi officers at Nuremberg were hung. And then within 2 weeks of Purim, none other than 10, there's that theme again, 10 of these Church of England clergymen are now being charged for covering up decades worth of abuses. The truth coming out of Pennsylvania in this season, that has to do with Butler. This also has to do with the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, and the activities that have been involved in there. And you know who's going to help be a pivotal part of that? Fetterman. I'm telling you right now, the Lord is working on that man, and he's working on his heart, and he's going to be utilized by God in a way to expose corruption in Pennsylvania. Let's see. Israel-Hamas war. There's going to be a reversal in the Israel-Hamas war, says the Lord. There shall be a reversal in Iran, says the Lord. There shall be a reversal in Japan, says the Lord. He says Norway, Ukraine, Russia. He also says that he's decreed it from his throne. Okay, let's see what else is here. The announcement he makes. I want to read this announcement again because the Holy Spirit made the announcement. And it says, and says the capital. So, okay, that's capital. And says the Spirit, hear ye this day, the inhabitants of the earth, the Lord strong and mighty has taken his justice seat. The justice of Yahweh, the joy of the Lord is once again going out into the earth. He has taken his justice seat. The Lord strong and mighty is speaking forth reversals into the earth. The Lord strong and mighty has come forth from his holy habitation to deal with the wicked matters of men and nations and to ratify an excavation, a season of excavation, a tearing up and breaking up what has been embedded for decades amongst the soil of your governments, what has been embedded for decades amongst the church, amongst denominations that have been nothing more than four stone walls for decades with stagnant air and no move of the Spirit of God. The excavation shall expose a stagnation and a deflation within the nations, within the house of God, within nations that have appeared dormant until now. However, in this season shall be rattled and shaken at the word of the Lord God Almighty in order to fool the governments and free the people, says the Spirit. The Lord with his hand outstretched in scrolls of redemption, recompense, and scrolls of rectification are now going forth into the earth, says the Spirit. Humble yourselves before the Lord, all capitals, maker of the heavens and the earth, creator and sustainer of every planet, of every block of time, of the foundations of the earth that are held in place by what proceeds from the mouth of the everlasting Almighty God. That was the announcement from the Holy Spirit. I can only count maybe a handful of times over the years or so that an announced that the Holy Spirit in the midst of the word brings an announcement forth like that formally from the throne of God. Okay, let's see here. He goes back into, he's plucked out of the camp of the wicked, out of the crop of the wicked in order to do the work. The great excavation in your nation, O America, has gone forth. He talks about decades again, what's been buried for decades. I'm reaching back decades, says the Lord. Let's see what else. He said, I, the Lord, am allowing a breach, capital, of their walls, their firewalls, their vaults, their filings, their programs, and their bugs that have caused these activities to be veiled from the people of your nation, from the people of Iran, from the people of Russia, from the people of Denmark, from the people of Europe. What has been hidden for decades is being excavated in this time, says the Lord, for I am allowing it for a time and a time. This has to do with England and Parliament, too, because those 10 clergymen coming within 2 weeks of Purim being charged was a sign from Almighty God to England that they are about to see a divine reversal and a movement that Brexit is going to pale in comparison to. That was the announcement of that. The time of the reversals is here. Now, let's see what else I can go over. Oh, the rams that have gotten into their positions to vie for dominance. Bilateral rams have gotten into position. Okay, so he's talking about nations that make bilateral agreements, right? Okay, so bilateral rams have gotten into position, says the Lord. Rams of Europe have positioned themselves. The rams within the administration of America have all stepped into the arena of dominance, and they vie in this time for their portion. Unaltered rams. That means a male sheep that is intact, that has not been castrated. That is what that means. Unaltered rams, who many have no direction in me, capital, says the Lord. These rams have come forth in this time in the spring. The clash, that's capital. Clash is capital, says the Lord. And then he says, all capitals, for the clashes in Washington, D.C. shall become a public spectacle, says the Lord. They shall increase in order to remove whom does not belong. For I, the Lord, will bring order to the excavators who are digging outside of their scope. I, the Lord, shall bring order to such, says the Lord. Okay, he talks about, too, he goes into the super spread that was attempted in the government and the church is being cut out in this time. And then he says the enemy in this time, in a rageful campaign, is attempting a super spread across the airwaves, a fast-moving campaign of visceral and spiteful vendettas for his capital interest are being put on display and exposed in this time for the world to see. However, says the Lord, in the midst of this, I, the Lord, shall take my right hand and destroy the idolatry that has entered your nation, that has entered CPAC, that has entered and permeated areas of your nation, that has attempted to entice the leadership within the White House to come into agreement with such. And I, the Lord, shall destroy that idol at its base, meaning the foundation, says the Lord. I shall bring perspective, says the Lord. I shall bring order, and I shall utilize the excavators for a time, and then their idol shall be brought low as well. Now, these are sobering words from the Lord, because we all saw that Trump Gaza video that was filled with idolatry. It was filled with it, because the enemy is trying to tempt leadership within the White House, right? Within the government, even within the church, to be drawn out into that in this time. He's trying to tempt it. And what the Lord is saying is, in the midst of this very spiteful, fast-moving campaign of the enemies, the Lord is going to come in. He's going to take his right hand. He's going to destroy the idolatry that has entered the nation. Because what is happening now, because Donald Trump won, the enemy is trying to bring idolatry in now. Because the enemy knows if the idolatry is accepted enough, it is a challenge to Almighty God, in which he will rise to the occasion and deal with that idol. So what the Lord is doing right now is he's preemptively now going in, and he's going to deal with the idolatry now so it doesn't continue to grow and become an enormous invasive problem later. He also says he's making unexpected moves and changes in leadership within the window from Purim to Passover. I, the Lord, am causing a sudden sharp maneuver to cause a weakening of Russia and Ukraine. I, the Lord, am bringing forth sharp maneuvers against Hamas in this time. They shall destroy their own. They shall be stricken with plague-like events until they free whom they have held. You know what the Lord is saying? Let my people go. That's what he's saying in that sentence. He's saying that they're going to be stricken until they release whom they have held. And then he said, Iran shall have an iron curtain torn that has been for more than 40 years, says the Lord. Yes, the 40-year mark is pivotal, says the Lord. 40 years having to do with judgment, having to do with testing, having to do with trial, having to do with the end of one era and the beginning of another. Okay, and then he talks about what he has ordained in the lives of his people. He says those who have been a cancer and infection of sin and open doors shall be relocated and removed, for the enemy has attempted to unleash a vengeful strife against my people, against my children, in order to distract. He has stirred up the weak in mind to attempt to harm from within. However, I, the Lord, thy God, say this day, capitals, enough, enough of such disorder. I, the Lord, am calling into order for my children, for breakthrough is at hand. And what has oppressed and left doors for the enemy to exploit, I, the Lord, in this time am subduing. For I am calling to account, says the Lord. I am calling to account. He's bringing it to account. He's calling it that it has to be dealt with. That's what he's saying. That's what it appears anyway. That he's saying, when you call something to account, it has to be dealt with. It has to be paid. It has to be rendered at that point. He talks about there's going to be a shaking in the middle of our nation and points on the map, says the Lord, that shall be strategic and confirm what is to come, says the Lord. For a plot is about to be unearthed, says the Lord. A plot is about to be unearthed. Esther 2, says the Lord. Esther 2, it shall be exposed. Well, let me go to Esther 2 real quick and read to you. So the beginning of it is Vashti and her fall, and Esther is found and she's made queen. Where it gets interesting is verse 21. And in verse 21, it says, in those days, while Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthan and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the door, became angry and conspired to attack King Ahasuerus, right? So they're kind of like what? His guards, his secret service, his royal guards, his royal cavalry. But the plot became known to Mordecai, who informed Queen Esther, and Esther told the king in Mordecai's name. Now, when the plot was investigated and found to be true, both men were hanged on the gallows, and it was recorded in the book of the Chronicles in the king's presence. So the Lord's saying a plot's about to be unearthed. Esther 2. Esther chapter 2. And then he talks about a violation of airspace that's going to happen. So there's going to be a violation of airspace within our nation that shall trigger events to drive back and weaken such a nation. So this might be a violation of airspace by another nation that is an enemy, or not considered an ally, let's say, of ours. And then he said the ports are about to be battled for, says the Lord, strategic global ports, says the Lord. He then goes into Japan. He warns Japan, the snake of China is rearing up for a strike. So that happens as well. He also says, for out of the Pentagon shall be unearthed a plot involving missiles and weapons, trade, and a positioning of a nation that was meant to weaken the United States in this time. And then he goes into another Strachan page, and that their cells have met individuals who are intent to crash the system. They have set a time, says the Lord, before the end of the first year to do such. Pray it is unearthed and exposed, for disaster has been determined with the help of communist nations against the president and his cabinet, says the Lord. Pray and it shall be exposed and dismantled before your nation. A coup within a coup occurs, says the Lord. So he says that also. Let's see what else real quick we could go over. The Congo. What just happened in the Congo is atrocious. 70 Christians, I believe, at least 70, were killed and martyred in the Congo. And the Lord has some very strong words for what is going on there right now. He said, I, the Lord, am exacting a wage upon those who have butchered my people in the Congo, says the Lord. Your fate shall be as Haman, your fate shall be as Pharaoh, and I, the Lord, shall raise up an enemy against you. You liars who claim you butcher to serve me. You are thieves and wicked children of Belial, and I shall raise up an enemy against you that shall destroy your villages and drive you out of the areas you took for plunder, says the Lord, in the Congo, says the Lord. And then he talks about how he's raising up an arm of strength out of Africa. Within the first 2 years, you're going to see a lot of leadership changes coming out of Africa because of this revival and renewal that is about to overshadow the continent of Africa, while God is giving recompense to South Africa for entertaining that spirit of apartheid, continually letting it whisper and it being tempted and drawn in this time. And the Lord basically says there's going to be a decompression because of that. And then he talks about shock out of Ukraine, says the Lord. Shock amidst an attempted deal, as Putin shall attempt a power move, and there shall be a triangular hit to Russia, Iran, and China, says the Lord. It shall be in tandem, says the Lord, for those that have gone out to hunt. The hackers that have gone out to hunt shall in this time be hunted, says the Lord. All capitals. The hunter shall become the hunted, shall echo again in this time, in this season, says the Lord. For the leader of North Korea has hunted down prey to attempt a preemptive strike on South Korea, says the Lord. The missiles are being loaded, says the Lord, and that leader shall be hunted in this time for his crimes, says the Lord of hosts. Very strong words there. One other thing I'm going to read quick. And says the Spirit of the Lord, this day there shall be a burning bush from Purim to Passover, says the Lord. A burning bush, this you shall see, says the Lord, as well as what is burned against the bushes for decades. A smoldering fire, says the Lord, that is about to have a door opened and a backdraft occur, says the Lord. Okay, let's see what else we could go over quick here. Let me see here. He talks about a time of severance. He said, deliverance is at hand. The enemy is about to lose his puppet, says the Lord, for a time of severance, of separation from the fleshly things that tug and pull and drain. A time of severance for multiple AGs, attorney generals, on the East Coast and another on the West Coast, for the time of their severance has come, and they shall be cut off from the platform that they so violated in order to make a name for themselves, says the Lord. Haman attempted to make a name for himself, and the price was the destruction of his family line. I, the Lord, promote and I position, Seek ye first the kingdom of God, capital, and his capital righteousness, and all these things shall and will be added unto you. The pruning shall bring forth mature capital fruit in this season. Mature capital, including in the capital of Albany, for a surprise rupture of seats is imminent in New York. The winds of change have picked up speed into a whirlwind that shall run down the East Coast. I, the Lord, shall speak through the wind. Are you ready to hear what I, the Lord, Ruach Elohim, have to say in this season? For I, the Lord, am a consuming fire. And the tongues of fire of the Holy Spirit shall rest upon capitals and overturn cities at my word. Judgment and deliverance in the same day shall come in multiples. And then he talks about how doors are opening for promotion. Do not weary in well-doing. So this word has the reverence and the power of God. All glory goes to God for that on it. This word, because of the time we are entering a very serious time and a very serious window. We had the 2 weeks before Purim, and that was explosive. We are now entering the window between Purim and Passover, okay? That is a very, very important window. It was crucial last year because it was an election year. This year is the first year of the administration. It is a crucial, crucial time this year because the enemy has gone on a campaign, a rageful, spiteful vendetta of a campaign right now. But we have been given power and authority through Christ Jesus to trample upon that and to trample upon serpents and scorpions against any and all parts of the enemy. So nothing shall by any means hurt us against all parts of the enemy, not just some. Behold, I've given unto you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy. So nothing shall by any means hurt you. And so this is a time of reverence we are entering, where the Lord is expecting us to be reverent and to humble ourselves, and to allow the uncomfortability to happen in order for the pruning to happen, for the growth to happen in this time. This nation is going through it at the same time right now. And like I said, you've got a great excavation happening in the government. You have a doge that's arisen in the government, right? The Department of Government Efficiency has risen up in the government in this time to go on a great excavation. And likewise, you have a doge, a Department of Godly Excellence, that has arisen in the church and caused a great excavation and triggered it in this time in the church. Why? Because the Lord is going after the same root system in this time, the same intertwined root system that has been covered up by other smaller roots in order to protect that root that has grown for decades. And so we are seeing that happen in this time. And it's going to be incredible, incredible to watch. So all glory goes to God for this. We will put it up on the blog for you as well. Tomorrow night, I will be back on live. Tomorrow night is the first night of Purim. This is a Purim teaching you don't want to miss. There are things that the Lord has been showing me over the past few days that I have been writing down. So this is the Purim teaching you don't want to miss right now, given the time we're in, and given that 2 years in a row, Purim 2025, 2026 is marked by a blood moon. Of all the years, the first 2 years of this presidency, Purim is marked by a blood moon. So keep that in mind, because we're going to talk about that tomorrow night as well. Praise the Lord. Okay, so let me go over a few things with you very fast here. We have some animal picks for you. Oh my gosh. Yep. There's Chester. Chester loves a good box. There he is again. And there he is again. Loves his box. Loves his box. And loves his bed. Oh, there's Missy. That was before her surgery. And there she is with Chester. Chester just loves to get in every shot. He's a camera hog. So he likes to be in many of the shots here at Ark of Grace. Up, there's the cockatiels. We've got Penelope, and then there is, I got to think of these two names if we named these two. If not, we're going to name them. But there was, I'll think about it and I'll tell you, because I think we had names for them, but we really didn't like solidify it. So if you have any good names for these two cockatiels, please put it in the chat. Maybe we'll pick one of your names. Oh, there's Charlotte sunning herself. We love Charlotte. Charlotte went through the ringer. Praise God, she's with us. She gets very good care. She's got her winter coat right now, and she's sunning herself. Okay, those were the animal picks for the week. Also, next week, I'm going to be in Arkansas for the Liberty 3131 conference with Apostle Clay Nash and Dr. Dwayne Miller. I'm also going to be preaching at Dr. Dwayne Miller's church that Sunday, Edge Church. I'm looking very forward to that. Him and his wife, Cameron, we love them. They're lovely. We went last year. They invited us back this year. So praise the Lord. And our social media handles, I'm going to put up very fast. There you go. So please like and subscribe. Also, we have an app in the App Store. Search Ark of Grace. You can download our app. We go live on our app as well. So please, if you can, we would very much appreciate you liking and subscribing. And also, very quick, we'll just put up Rafa real quick. Because Rafa means healer in Hebrew. And me and Dr. Sherwood came up with this supplement for women. Women go through a whole set of issues that could actually be quite debilitating at times and frustrating at times. Rafa is meant to help support the system of a woman and how God made us to be. So you could go to arkofgrace.org/ministry partners and you can order Rafa there. You can learn more about it. This is something that me and Dr. Mark Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute came up with together. And it has been a blessing to many people. He uses it at his practice. And so you could go learn about Rafa today. Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We're going to be back on tomorrow night. Mark your calendars, 5 p.m. tomorrow night. Purim, the Purim teaching you don't want to miss. This is going to be a power-packed night again tomorrow night. The Lord has me doing this two nights in a row. So all glory be to God. So God bless everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Keep the faith, armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day, as well as the Psalms we have put on the screen, including Psalm 51, created me a clean heart, O God. Ephesians 1 and 3, those scriptures from those chapters, I say every single day, they're in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin, as well as the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way for good reason. It is in the Gospels for good reason, and we need to adopt it into our prayer life because the order of that prayer is so important in coming before the throne of God. So God bless everyone. We love you. Tune in tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Purim. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rafa for women. Rafa means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rafa is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey, Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets. They have slippers. They have bathrobes. They even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code R10 for a 10% discount.